Hi, this is Paul Cannon. Welcome to Meet Houston Missions Podcast and the Houston Local Missions Podcast. I'm the managing partner with Simmons and Fletcher. We do this podcast as a way of helping individuals out there who have a heart to serve, find a place to serve, and to help the organizations that need volunteers and depend on volunteers to find you guys and connect so that both of you can work together to enrich other people's lives. Today, we have a very special guest. We have Leah Bird from The Landing. I'm very excited to talk to her. She is the mobilization manager, which I will have her explain exactly what that means here in a little bit. Leah, would you please introduce yourself to us and tell us a little bit about your role with The Landing?
Yeah, first, I just want to say thank you for having us. It means a lot to just share about our mission and why we do what we do. So my name is Leah Bird. As Paul said, I'm the mobilization manager. So essentially, I love to just tell people I connect God's people to God's work. So essentially, that looks like volunteer training, volunteer coordinating, awareness presentations, all for The Landing. And so The Landing, a little bit about us, we're an anti-human trafficking organization here in Houston, Texas. We're local to Houston. We have three programs that I can get more into: our daytime drop-in center, outreach, and our youth advocacy program.
Wow, that's awesome. So how long have you been involved with The Landing, Leah?
Yeah, so I started as a volunteer in 2020. I volunteered doing street outreach. We would have a small team go out into hotspots in Houston, Texas, and just let individuals know that are out there that we can be a resource for them. And then I've been working for The Landing now for exactly a year and a month. So I've been here for a year.
So you started out from the volunteer position and wound up becoming a full-time employee there, correct?
That's right, yeah.
Well, it sounds like you really believe in what The Landing is doing. Tell us a little bit about what The Landing does and why you believe in it so much.
Yeah. So I first got involved, I think, just because God had put it on my heart that there are individuals here in Houston and from Houston that are being forced unwillingly to sell themselves for sex or for labor. And so God just, I was praying, God, break my heart for what breaks yours. And this was the passion he put on my heart. And I started volunteering and then saw that there was an opportunity to work there. So now on staff, I get to see a greater scope of the work that God's doing through The Landing. So our daytime drop-in center, it's a daytime drop-in center strategically located on a portion of Bissonnette in between Bellway 8 and 59. And that portion of Bissonnette is also called the track or the blade. And it's just a hot spot for individuals being prostituted and those being commercially sexually exploited and oftentimes are being trafficked by their pimp or trafficker. And so we just get to be a light in a dark place here on Bissonnette. Individuals can come on in during the day if they have freedom during the day to come and receive basic needs like hygiene, clothing, food. And then we also have case management. So if they need access to services like dental work, getting their GED, signing up for benefits, safety planning, do they need emergency hotel shelter? Do they need to get into housing? Really, it just ranges on a case-by-case basis. And we also have therapy for them as well, all for free while they're here at the drop-in center. And there's so many stories of hope of individuals that have found freedom and safety here. And then our second program is street outreach that I talked about, where we get to go out onto those hotspots like Bissonnette and a few others in Houston, like Northeast Houston and South Houston, just really spreading knowledge and awareness about what we do and gaining trust with those people. And then third is youth advocacy. So our drop-in center is just for adults, but if there are individuals out there that are under the age of 18 that have been identified as victims of human trafficking, we get to respond with the youth advocate. And so usually that first point of contact is in a hospital setting or with law enforcement, and we get to respond with a paid staff member youth advocate that can really walk with them on their journey of healing.
Wow. It sounds like you guys are literally right there at the, I guess, the front lines of the battle here, where people are still involved in the lifestyle, but maybe are starting to look for a way out or looking for that ray of hope to get them out of the dark area that they're in their life.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's a beautiful thing because we're right here. I mean, we want to meet them where they are, just like Jesus meets us where we are. We literally say, come as you are, and we're going to meet you here. We're here on business. net here where it's easily accessible for you. We're not afraid to get into your life with you.
Wow. Wow. I bet there's a certain degree of danger involved in that anytime you're that much on the front lines, but you're still here. So I'm guessing y'all have some safety precautions in place for all that.
Yeah, safety prayer. We recognize as a staff too, we can't do what we do without strength from Jesus. And so we meet as a staff every morning and pray. We'll pray over each other, pray over our clients, pray over people that have never even been to the landing, and we hope that they get to one day. So all of that is for sure protecting us.
Wow. And have you seen the landing change people's lives or help them at least get out of that kind of a lifestyle?
Absolutely. We have one program actually in our drop-in center called Empowerment Program, and it's opt-in. Individuals don't have to do this, but if they're ready and they're able to, it's kind of a commitment. It's a 10-week course, and they have to come twice a week for 10 weeks and do classes like financial literacy, job readiness, resume writing, how to pitch yourself to an employer, all of these things that are going to equip them once they enter into the real world, once they've gained independence, have their own housing, and they're ready to start working. And so what we do through that program is at the end of the 10 weeks, they get to go to Dress for Success and get an interview outfit. Then they write resumes and have them peer reviewed and also reviewed by a volunteer. And then they get to do a mock interview with our CEO or operations manager. And so once they've done all of those steps, now they're equipped and prepared. They have the outfit, the experience with interviewing, and the resume. And we do a huge graduation ceremony for them here at our drop-in center. And they get to give a speech and tell a little bit of their testimony. And then they get a $1,500 scholarship that can go towards either getting an education or a certification or training, or they can use that if they have a business plan as kind of seed money to get those supplies needed to start their business. And so we have one woman who completed the entire empowerment program, and it was very special for her to have done. A lot of our clients have been through so much trauma. A lot of them maybe haven't graduated high school or college. And so just to get to experience that commitment and show themselves an opportunity that they get to be proud of themselves. They're so empowered. And this woman ended up starting her own business as a cleaning service. And it's been so successful. We were able to use that $1,500 to start her business up as seed money and get her the supplies she needs. And now she's actually thriving and living her own life, you know, being able to be independent, get housing. And she is the cleaning person for in-between Airbnbs. So that turnover time, she gets to do that and is growing.
Kind of has her own business going there, it sounds like.
Oh yeah. She has her own business going. It's successful and she's so happy. She actually comes back to every new graduation of the next cohorts and is an inspiration to all the other ladies and individuals that are graduating.
Wow. And you know, I think you said something, I heard you say something several times. You used a word empowerment. And I think that is so much the key in these things, because we're talking about people who have basically been put into modern day slavery. The power has been taken away from them emotionally, physically, mentally, and in every way, shape, and form that these oppressors have basically taken it away from in order to control them. And so you've got to give that back somehow. Yeah. And it sounds like the programs that you are doing is really aimed at giving that back so they have the ability to take their lives back and actually go out and make something of it. That's just awesome. Right.
I think what's most beautiful about it too is that we don't want to be the ones to save them, right? Like ultimately we want them to see that they have the strength within themselves to do this and for them to recognize and realize how loved they are and how chosen they are by God, our creator, and that they're capable of doing so much on their own. And when that starts to click and they get to see that, it's so beautiful. And we're just simply here to walk alongside them. And just kind of help show them that twinkle that they have, how special they really are.
It's awesome. So you indicated that y'all do these graduations for the ones who complete the course. How often do y'all, or can you give us an idea how many graduations maybe per year or so y'all are doing, or you know, how many people's lives you're changing in that aspect?
So empowerment program is quarterly. So we have four cohorts a year. When we first started, it was two graduates. Mm-hmm. I think we're on our 12th cohort. We just had a graduation yesterday.
Oh, wow.
And about 10 people total graduated, which, I mean, this year, that's been the average all year. So that's 40 just this year lives that have been changed through that program, which is incredible considering we first started with just two in a year.
So, yeah, no kidding. Well, you know, you got to start somewhere. Right. A seed isn't planted as a rose already. It starts out as a seed and it grows. And that's how you can tell the success and the beauty of something is how well it flourishes like that. That is just awesome to hear the success of your organization and how it's happened. I know you guys have a number of employees, it sounds like. How many full-time employees work at the organization?
We're up to 20 now, and I think one or two are part-time.
Oh, okay. And I'm betting that y'all require a certain number of volunteers who start off just like you did in the beginning, boots in the ground out in the street helping people. How many volunteers would you guys say y'all use to do your various tasks around there?
We love volunteers at the Landing, and we recognize we can't do everything, and it takes a village. And so especially when volunteers come into our drop-in center, it means the world to our clients. I mean, just to see that people care enough about them to come in the middle of the day to spend time with them, people that aren't paid. I mean, we love them and they love us, of course, but it's even more special just to have people, volunteers that consistently come and just get to make those connections, build trust and relationships with the survivors. It means a lot. So I'd say on average, we have about 7 to 8 that come regularly to our drop-in center, and then about 10 that are street outreach volunteers. And so if you are interested in volunteering or becoming a part of a team, we would love that. We do have volunteer trainings every other month. It's 3 hours. It takes place on a Saturday, and the next one is January 20th. And you can sign up at thelanding.org. And essentially, you're going to learn about human trafficking, trauma-informed care, and how trauma affects the brain. And that's important too as a volunteer. So that way you can have just a non-judgmental approach and a victim-centered approach. We just really want to make sure we view all of our clients with God's eyes. And then learning about the Landing, our programs, and how you can get involved. And so, and a background check too is required to volunteer.
Right. You know, I was going to ask that. I was going to say, I bet there's a background check and that sort of stuff. Good. I'm glad to hear that. It sounds like you indicated that that people, you kind of have to help with changing the stigma. And I think that's important in these kind of cases, because it's very easy to think of these as the people involved in this as prostitutes, but they're not really prostitutes. I mean, there's very few people out there are doing what they do voluntarily. They're forced into this lifestyle. They are trafficked. They're tricked into this lifestyle or traded and sold into this lifestyle. And the reality is they're victims. They're not the criminal. And that's part of what has been the problem with our society over the years, and our legal system has only recently begun to recognize them as the victims and not the criminals. And we started to see more of these laws that have been passed that actually punish the people who are out there empowering the crime, not the ones that are the victims of the true victims of the crime. Yes. So I think it's amazing. And that's very important to know. Well, tell us a little bit, if people want to get involved volunteer wise, they can, I assume, go to the Landing. It's thelanding.org, correct?
Yeah. Thelanding.org. There's a tab that says take action. You can click there, sign up for a volunteer training. Also, you can see other opportunities to get involved that don't require training. So for instance, host a meal. You get to come in the middle of the day and bring lunch for about 20 to 25 people. Oh, that's how many people are in our drop-in center each day. And serve lunch, hang out, get to hang out with us for an hour, and make plates for people. And we love when you bring lots of options. That way it really empowers them to get to choose what they want to eat. Another one would be to go to our Amazon wish list. We always are updating that every week with needs that we have. We have a boutique where individuals get to come and shop. It's free, but they get to come and shop for hygiene items, clothing. We take gently used clothing and travel-sized hygiene items. And you can also purchase them off the Amazon wish list. And then another opportunity is to make snack packs for us. So every day when individuals come into our drop-in center, they can have all the snacks and food that they want. We have a freezer full of frozen meals in the event that there isn't someone bringing a lunch. But sometimes we recognize that when they leave our drop-in center, they might not have dinner or they might not have a lot of options of what they get to eat. So being able to provide them with the snack pack when they leave is so important. And all of those are donated. And it's such a fun opportunity to get kids involved because they get to color and draw on the bags. So it's essentially just a sack with snacks in it, and you can decorate it with some encouraging notes or photos or pictures.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. What about, tell us a little bit about future visions, goals, any ideas or plans in the making for the landing at this time?
That's a great question. For us, a really important piece is awareness. I think there's a lot of misconceptions, like you were talking about, when it comes to trafficking in our city, and it's happening here in all of our neighborhoods. It doesn't matter where you are, it's happening. And so just that awareness piece, if anyone is ever interested in an awareness presentation or a human trafficking 101, we are so happy to come out and just give a presentation to your church, to your place of work, or even at your school. If you are connected to a school and we can do youth presentations, our youth advocates can come out and just talk about the precautions and indicators of what trafficking might look like, what grooming looks like, and internet safety. And that piece ultimately is so important because it's more upstream and preventative. And, you know, ideally, we feel so grateful that the landing gets to exist, right? But hopefully, eventually, that isn't a problem anymore if we could just prevent that from happening.
Wouldn't it be awesome if there wasn't a need for the landing? I mean, that's the goal right there, isn't it?
It would be.
You know, I know back when I was involved with the Home of Hope originally as it was being developed, I did some presentations for them, fundraising type presentations, and I had to be familiar with a lot of statistics back then because of it. And I know at that time, there was the Houston police had identified 144 brothels, which are basically just houses of prostitution where human trafficking victims were kept and forced into prostitution. I have a feeling that problem hasn't gotten any better in that time period. That's been a while since I've seen those numbers, but it was staggering to me then, and I can imagine what it must look like now.
Right, yeah. I think the problem could be growing for sure. Houston's such a big city. There's lots of wealth, lots of demand. We love Houston because it's so diverse, but that can make it easier for individuals to be in and out, right? And we have an international airport and interstate highways, so right. Travel and transportation is so easy.
And a port system with boats coming in and out all the time. It's amazing. You know, it's how much we have to watch, how many doors we have to watch around here, I guess you should say. Is there anything else about the mission itself or anything that I haven't asked you about that might be important to share?
I think it's really important for us to be covered in prayer. Sometimes we know you can't.
Amen.
You can't serve. Sometimes that sacrifice of time could be difficult, especially in busy seasons or if you're a full-time worker. Also giving. If you can't give financially, and we'll accept it, of course, but there are so many ways to pour into us, our staff, and the people that we get to serve, and that's through prayer. And so we do have a prayer text that we can send you live updates and texts just to pray for us.
Oh, that's awesome.
It might be like, hey, someone has an interview for them. Could you please an interview today? Could you please cover them in prayer? Or someone is on the housing list. Please pray that some doors get opened for them. And it can just range. And so that is so important to us. We covet your prayers. And so I'd love to provide that information for people to get on that prayer text. And then, of course,
absolutely.
Our website, thelanding.org, we have a page full of resources. Our Amazon wish list and ways to get involved are all on there. And then last but not least, just love people in your circles so well and just be a safe place for people to talk, especially for youth and children in your circle, because it's hard out there and they need safe places to talk, especially if they might be going through something or if they have a friend going through something. And so that piece could be so important just to kind of prevent trafficking and raise awareness.
Wow. Yeah, it's so true. We don't see what goes on right in front of our eyes half the time. Yeah. Tell us about the text itself. If somebody wants to get involved in this text, how do they do that? Prayer text, sorry.
You can text pray, P-R-A-Y, and then the number 4 and the letters T-L for the landing to, I believe it's 81010.
Okay. Awesome. I forgot to ask, if somebody is out there, they need help, they're looking for their first steps to get out of this lifestyle and they want to reach out to the landing, is there a phone number they can call or a hotline or something like that? And what is that?
Absolutely. So if there's a youth involved, we have a hotline for youth. Ooh, I don't have it memorized, but I could find it. And then if there's an adult needing referral, our website has a tab for referrals, and you can always call our number and try to get to the landing. We also take walk-ins. I mean, our drop-in center, come on in 10 to 4, Monday through Thursday.
Awesome. Well, good deal. Are there any other fundraising opportunities, events y'all do, anything as far as raising funds for the organization or anything like that that we haven't covered?
Yes. So starting in February, we're going to have a Share the Love campaign, kind of a play on Valentine's Day. We want to share the love to the survivors we serve. And so we're going to have collection sites all over the city of Houston at different churches and businesses where you can come and drop off in-kind donations, like travel size hygiene items, body wash, shampoo, conditioner, deodorant, and undergarments like bras, underwears, and leggings. And we'll be collecting those the entire month of February at those collection sites that you can find out about online. So that's one. Also, for back to school, starting in the summertime, we're going to be collecting funds to be able to buy our survivors and their children, if they are a youth survivor or if they're a survivor that has kids, backpacks, uniforms, and a pair of shoes for the start of the new year. That way they can start and go back to school in confidence with the new shoes, uniforms, backpacks, and school supplies. And then every Thanksgiving, we raise funds to buy a whole turkey dinner and all of the sides for our survivors. And that's about 100 that we're going to need. And that's huge, a huge deal just to show them that they deserve that. They deserve a traditional Thanksgiving where they get to break bread with their family members and loved ones. And then last but not least is Christmas time. We will begin starting the wish lists from all of our survivors. And if they have children, we get their wish list items as well. And we get to send that out and people can adopt a family for Christmas. Wow. So you can go shop for their wish list items. It's just $30 per individual and deliver them wrapped to the landing. And then we get to give those items to the survivors and their kiddos.
Wow. And so if people want to get on these lists so they can participate in these different events where like the Christmas wish list or some of these other things where they get the list of things that they can donate or even the essentials for the Share the Love program, how do they get that list or how do they get that information?
Yes. So if you go to www.thelanding.org and you'll scroll down to the bottom, there's a place to put your name and email to receive our newsletter. And if it's your first time visiting our website, it'll actually pop up on the screen. So do that immediately to get our newsletter. And then that's a great way to just stay updated with all of the current things that are going on with the landing and opportunities.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, good deal. So people can get on there, get a part of that newsletter, and that way they can keep up with every single one of these events and kind of know what's going on. And then I guess sign up from there if they need to sign up for something in particular. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you taking the time to be a guest on the show and tell us about the landing and everything that the organization is doing. It sounds like it's, 100 people coming in for Thanksgiving speaks volume right there at the number of people you guys are helping locally here in the Houston area to try and change their lifestyles and at least expose them to love and affection and care that they don't get on the streets that might help them realize the need to change right there in the heart of this issue in Houston. So thank you for being a part of what you are a part of, and thank you for being a part of the show.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure, and it's always a joy to make those connections with new people. And it takes a village. We couldn't do it without all of our wonderful volunteers and supporters and encouragers.
Awesome. Thank you so much. So this has been Houston, Meet Houston Missions and the Simmons and Fletcher Local Missions Podcast. Our guest, Leah Bird of The Landing, has just told us about a wonderful organization people get involved in. I would love to encourage anybody out there who wants to be in part of learning about how to fight this problem to reach out to her. I've been a part of organizations dealing with human trafficking in the Houston area, and it's an insanely big problem that needs to be dealt with and ended. So this is a great organization to get involved in. If you are a local missions leader and have a similar organization or any kind of organization that's involved in boots on the ground, please reach out to me at pcannon@simmonsandfletcher.com. Send me an email if you'd like to be a guest. Visit the show, the Meet Houston. Just Google Meet Houston Missions and you'll find us. We'd love to have your, you know, to help you guys the same way we're doing this, to find any kind of volunteers or opportunities. Again, Leah, thank you so much. It's been awesome learning about the landing.
Thank you so much for having us.